Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to Noon.
John Kuhn, and touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Kuhn for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Kuhn running for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Kuhn. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to Noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Hour 2 of 9 to Noon. Rami Makhlouf live out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek for the 19th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. If you can't come down here to donate, donate online at wisportsradio.com or text TOYS to 34984. Trevor Thomas and Inside Wisconsin LLC matching all text donations up to $500 from 9 until noon. That has been matched and then some, thanks to some of the companies in the area, including Natty Oaks out there in West Allis for donating $500 to match. Also Carefully Crafted LLC matched that, and all your guys' donations will also be met. So I think $500, if my math is correct, has been turned into $2,000 now. If the listeners can hit that $500 mark, and along with Inside Wisconsin, Trevor Thomas and like I said, Carefully Crafted and Natty Oak. So that's big, man. That's a big nice number on the final day out here at the Toy Drive for a great cause in Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Keep those donations coming. Obviously, John Kuhn with me as well, and joining us now to talk some Packers and Bears. He covers that Packers team for The Athletic. He also hosts a Tundra Pod along with John Kuhn, and he joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Pleasure to welcome in Matt Schneidman. Matt, how are you this morning, my man?
I couldn't be better. How are you guys?
So good. So good to see all the generosity and charitable vibes out here at the Toy Drive. Matt, let's just start big picture, and then we'll get into some of the finer, you know, nuts and bolts of this matchup on Sunday. Who needs this game more, in your opinion, Sunday between the Packers and the Bears?
They both need it. That is a tough question. I would probably say the Packers need it more just because they're trailing the Bears in the standings. There's a slimmer margin for error for the team that's currently the sixth seed than the team that's currently the one seed, I would say. But then again, you could argue that the Bears need it to, you know, kind of keep that distance atop the division and for narrative's sake. You know, standings-wise is one thing. The narrative here at stake is whoever wins is a legitimate Super Bowl contender, I think. Whoever loses is a good team, probably a playoff team, but maybe not a legitimate contender. I know these teams probably don't necessarily care about what we and others say about them, but that's how the discussion's going to be on Monday morning, regardless of who wins on Sunday.
Well, that's a great point, Matt. Doesn't that put a little bit more pressure on Green Bay, though? Put more pressure on the Packers, put more pressure on Matt LaFleur, who has not won a division going back for years now. And quite frankly, has only been a seven seed with Jordan Love as his quarterback. So I think this is a year where the Packers were expected to win the North, expected to be a Super Bowl contender, like you said, talking about Monday morning, not the Bears. We have finally gotten over the hump of the Detroit Lions owning this division, and they sit there poised to pounce if either the Packers or the Bears or both slip up here as well. So I think getting over the hump of the Lions only to have another team overtake you, that would be disastrous.
I don't know if it would be disastrous, but I think for the Packers, what's at stake here is letting the Bears come in and beat you for a second time in a row at Lambeau Field. You don't want to let that happen regardless of where these teams are in the division. Then there's the added storyline, like we've talked about, of Ben Johnson kind of taking a shot at Matt LaFleur and trying to not let him beat you twice a year, like he said he enjoyed doing when he was the OC in Detroit. You want to defend your home turf. You want to maintain the standing in this rivalry that you are far superior than the Chicago Bears, no matter what the records say. Matt LaFleur has won 11 of his 12 games against the Bears, and the one he lost was in a game where the Packers had nothing to play for because they were already locked into the seventh seed, and three of their best players on offense, Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs, and Jordan Love, all missed significant time in that game because of injury or rest. So the Packers want to defend their home field and make sure that this rivalry stays on the right side in their mind, but it's going to be massive. Either way, there's so much at stake, and like we've talked about, John, yeah, sure, that there hasn't been this much hype since 2018, but actually at stake, it hasn't been since 2013, and I think you know what happened in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned it. Matt LaFleur, incredible record against the Bears. Not an incredible record against Ben Johnson in this division, Ben Johnson being the offensive coordinator the last few years for the Detroit Lions. He was very happy to point that out in the offseason. We'll never get them to say it, but how bad does that stick in Matt LaFleur's craw?
Well, we got one coach to say it yesterday. Adam Stanovich said he took that personal, meaning Adam Stanovich took it personally. He was asked about how he kind of took that shot from Ben Johnson, and he said, yeah, I took it personal for sure. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, Matt LaFleur is far more calculated at the podium, and he's never going to say that, but I bet in the back of his mind that has added a little bit of motivation to beat Ben Johnson. If you needed to, or if you needed any extra proof as to whether Matt LaFleur cared about that shot from Ben Johnson, LaFleur goes on the Pat McAfee show before the second day of the draft and is talking about the strength of the division and says, yeah, the Bears had made some nice moves in the offseason, and they got a good coach, as he said himself, in Ben Johnson. So he kind of returned the shot there a little bit. I think more than anything, that's just a fun little spicy storyline for us to explore this week. I don't think that really has any bearing on the actual game or will matter once the ball is kicked on Sunday afternoon, but surely that'll become a storyline after the game. If the Bears win, it'll be, oh, Ben Johnson, he can back up his word, which is fair. And if Matt LaFleur wins, it's, you know, Matt LaFleur 2 weeks in a row has stood up to the two Lions coaches who had kind of owned him before this year.
Have any of the players given any indication that there's a little extra spice for this game, whether it's because of the Ben Johnson comments or because of what the standings look like right now or just because it's Packers and Bears?
I'll be honest, guys, and Evan Williams did say he kind of got the sense of a Packers-Bears hatred last year, but my overarching thought is that, especially with this new era of Packers, I'm not sure the majority of that locker room cares about the fact that it's Packers-Bears. I think they just want to win a game. I think more so, like Micah Parsons said yesterday, rivalries are for the fans, is what he said. He basically said, in more words than this, he doesn't care about the rivalry between the Packers Bears. He's playing for respect, and he's playing to try and help his team win. It takes, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, guys like Aaron Rodgers and Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark, you got to be in this rivalry for a long time to really savor in kind of what it means. And for the players, especially newer ones, who have known nothing but almost winning every single game, I just don't know it matters that much. But to answer your question, Rami, I do think they are acknowledging there's more juice around this one. Christian Watson said that. He said, yeah, it feels different just because of what's at stake. They have what we want, and that's first place in the division. So whether it's because of the rivalry or the stakes or from the fans' perspective, what the coaches said about each other this offseason, there's certainly more juice around this Bears-Packers game than there has been in the last 7 years since I've been here.
All right, juice was standing, because I do think this thing will turn up eight notches if it's just a close game. If it's just a close, even if the Bears just, you know, give it the good college try and come up a point or two short in this thing, I think that rivalry meter will be turned up quite a bit. But don't need to do that in order to get that rivalry meter to go up. What do the Bears pose as dangerous that the Packers, that they could keep in this football game or even win this football game?
It's the same method that the Carolina Panthers used to beat the Packers a couple weeks ago. It's run the ball, control the clock, limit possessions for the Packers, and then bank on a takeaway if Jordan Love gets impatient or just buckle down in the red zone. The Bears lead the league in takeaways, and they're second in the league in rushing yards per game. Those two things, I'm not going to say are recipes for disaster for the Packers, but those are two big things you need if you're going to knock this Packers team off, who are 6.5-point favorites in Lambeau Field. You know, the Panthers controlled the clock, running the ball efficiently, gave up some yardage because they were playing a shell defense, letting Jordan Love check his way down the field, and then they buckled down in the red zone and forced Love to be impatient on one play and got a huge takeaway. That's the method to beat the Green Bay Packers, and the Chicago Bears have what it takes to do that. But at the same time, Jordan Love has been one of the best players in the league at taking care of the football, and the Packers' pass rush can exploit a Bears' pass game that has been underwhelming and has not helped them win. As Ben Johnson said earlier this week, they've been winning in spite of their passing game. So there are areas on both sides of this matchup that the other can take advantage of.
Let's say that the Bears do that. Let's say that the Bears do play a shell defense, do make the Packers dink and dunk, do make the Packers run the football. The Bears still allow 6.1 yards per play in the NFL. That's 30th. So the Packers should be able to move the football against this Bears defense. Let's say the Bears defense, or let's say the Bears offense does run the football, does control possession, and you get yourself on their end of the field offensively, and you have a big fourth down call. Maybe it's 4th and 3. Maybe it's 4th and 4. Does Matt LaFleur, does he not play every game aggressive? Or was that type of play call in last week against the Lions, was that just because it was the Lions and it was at Ford Field and it was on Thanksgiving and it was to sweep them? Is that something that we should expect going forward out of Matt LaFleur?
This is the boring answer, but I think it's a game-by-game basis. I think part of the reason Matt LaFleur goes for it on 4th and 3 there is because the Lions offense was moving the ball essentially at will on the Packers defense for the latter part of that game, and you didn't want to give them a minute and 55 seconds or whatever it was to go a full field to tie the game or win the game. Maybe it's how your offense is playing, and if you think they're kind of heating up as the game is going on, some of it is how your own defense is playing, like I said. So I think maybe a small percentage was because, you know what, we're in Ford Field against Dan Campbell, let's do this. Maybe it was just a gut feeling that Matt LaFleur had, but I'd be far more inclined to think it was based on how is my offense playing, how is my defense playing, how has the game gone up to this point, what is kind of the situation here, and I think it could be a completely different set of circumstances but lead to the same decision on Sunday, or it could be similar circumstances, but a different decision. Like, if it's the cold and Caleb Williams and the Bears haven't been moving the ball well, maybe the Packers just punt that away and put their defense on the field. I think it's very game-specific.
Oh, okay. See, I was under the impression that it was game-specific, but it was a plan to come into the game. Like, it was a plan to come into the game against the Vikings and do what they did, possess the football, run the football,
right,
kick field goals, just score points. But you're telling me that you think it's quite frankly more about on the field gut visceral reaction based off of what you are seeing on the field.
No, well, I also think the game plan going in last week was to be aggressive because you know that the other team is going to use four downs instead of just three, like most teams do, and you know that the Lions can move the ball. So that was their plan going in, but plans can change. So that it can be their plan going in to be super aggressive, but if the Packers were shutting down the Lions' offense all game, then they probably punt that ball. So it's one thing to go into a game with a plan, and you know this. I'm not trying to mansplain football to you, John, but like if the Packers,
it's your segment, baby. I'm just listening. I love having guests, so I can just sit back and listen for a little bit.
But
keep going. Keep explaining.
If the Packers go into the Lions game wanting to be aggressive, that doesn't mean that's going to pan out throughout the whole game because the game could go differently than what they expect. So. Sure, that can be the plan to go in, but that doesn't mean that's going to be the plan every single time. I think that was just the plan because historically, Matt LaFleur knew what it would take to beat the Lions, and it turned out that his prediction and planning was right.
Are the Bears more like last year's Lions with Ben Johnson, i.e., can we expect them to go for it on fourth down all the time? Can we expect them to have trickery and shenanigans going on with reverse passes and fake punts and things like that nature?
There might be some of that, but I think where you see more so the Bears take on that Ben Johnson Lions identity is up front in the run game. Now, the Packers have stopped guys like Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery well this year, but, you know, that Lions run game with Ben Johnson, and you even saw it last night a little bit in that Cowboys-Lions game, is just they bully you up front, and they run the ball at an incredible clip, and that is what the Bears have done this year. So I think that's probably where you see that identity more. But, you know, I don't know how much of that Lions aggressiveness was Ben Johnson and how much was Dan Campbell, but I'm sure there's some of that that's carried over.
What's the latest on Jaden Reed, and how much does he change how this game could play out on Sunday, Matt?
Yeah, I think getting Jaden Reed back would be huge for a number of reasons. He can line up anywhere. In the backfield, in the slot, out wide. He's incredible after the catch. I think in 2023 and 2024 combined, he was 10th among all wide receivers in yards after catch per reception. They've lacked that element without Tucker Kraft. And he's just a generally explosive playmaker. And the Bears rank near the bottom of the league in explosive play rate allowed on the defensive side of the ball. The latest on him, I expect him to play. He's practiced in a limited capacity the last 2 days. It's been 2 weeks from today since his 21-day window opened. He obviously has to get medical clearance, but Adam Stanovich did say yesterday, Jaden Reed looks like a guy who's ready to play.
All right, let's talk about one other kind of ramification that can come from this football game. Matt LaFleur and his job for next year. Does this game, this specific game, impact it either way? I.e., if they lose, could he be back on a hot seat? If they win... Could maybe 4-0 against the division, and last year they were 1-5. That's a massive improvement already. Does he need to prove more throughout the rest of the season? Do you see where I'm getting at here? How big is this one game for Matt LaFleur and continuing to be a Green Bay Packer head coach next year and beyond?
I think each one's huge because a loss, and here comes the narrative again, and probably the reality that. Are you a good team or are you a great team? And ultimately, what I think it comes down to is how they do in the playoffs. Now, he could get an extension either way, and he'd probably be deserving of one if he does get one. But if the Packers somehow miss the playoffs, I don't think that's going to happen. If they miss the playoffs, then he's probably gone. But if they make it, even if they go, let's say, 4-1 in their next five games and finish 12-4-1. If they win the division, get the 2 seed, and lose in the first round of the playoffs, that could get him gone. Could Ed Policy say, you know what, you're just not the guy to get us over the hump. It's your best regular season with this new era of Packers, this new roster, and we're still having an early playoff exit. Time to move on. Do I think that would be the right decision? I don't know, but I think it could happen. I think ultimately what it comes down to is how far they go in the playoffs, And if they win a game, especially if they win two, I think he absolutely gets an extension, which he's probably deserving of regardless. But I think what Ed Policy will do is still somewhat undecided. But that's just my hunch.
All right, my last question to you before we let you go is, it's twofold. Number one, I want a prediction out of you on what's going to happen in this football game. And number two, if you really think about it, the Bears have stunk so long that there hasn't been a Bear-Packer rivalry that you've been a part of. Are you happy personally that the Bear-Packer rivalry might be back?
I don't care about the rivalry itself. I just like covering big games, and this is a big game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I didn't grow up in this rivalry. I never played in it like you did. So much like the players, I don't care necessarily about the rivalry itself. That's more for the fans. And I don't know if I've said this before, but I'm not a fan. I just love covering big games, and this is the biggest one of the season so far, and they're going to have a couple more in the next couple weeks as well.
And your prediction, Matt?
30-27 Packers in overtime is my prediction.
Whoa. I think that might give Brandon Snyder a heart attack, but we shall see. We'll see if he's here on Monday, and we will talk to you again next week. Matt, that is Matt Schneidman. Check out his work covering the Packers in The Athletic at theathletic.com. Also, the Tundra Pod, along with our guy John Kuhn, and on Twitter at by Matt Schneidman. And he joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Matt, always appreciate the time and the insight, my man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.